I'm going to tell you a true story. Something that happened 21 years ago. It's a true story of something that happened in a country called Honduras, which is in Central America. And the people of Honduras built the Choluteca Bridge. You see three photographs of the Choluteca Bridge on the screen in front of us. It was expertly engineered. It was structurally sound. It was built to be incredibly strong to withstand anything that the nature could throw at the Choluteca Bridge. But something happened in 1998. 75 inches of rain fell in 4 days in what is called Hurricane Mitch, one of the worst disasters in Central America. 11,000 people died just in those few days, and 7,000 people were from Honduras. Hundreds of bridges across Honduras were utterly destroyed, all of them except Choluteca Bridge. This bridge stood firm. The bridge was in near perfect condition. You could not question the integrity of this bridge. But there was one big problem. Do you want to know what the problem was? There was so much rain that week that the concaves of the river changed right next to the bridge. The bridge that was meant to take people from one end of the town to another end of the town became known as a bridge to nowhere. Hurricane Mitch caused so much havoc that the bridge that was meant to take people across had no purpose whatsoever. What do you do when Hurricane Mitch affects your life? What do you do when life gets tough? What do you do when marriage falls apart and the Mitch comes along? What do you do when things that are meant to be as planned actually does not actually fulfill the expectations to which we planned in the first place? What do you do when Hurricane Mitch happened in your life and mine? Why am I telling this story? Firstly, because I think it's because in some ways it is our story. I love the fact that we have 5 children being baptized today. I love it. It's a great story of proclamation. But the reality of these children's lives and the reality of each one of our lives is that there is a potential in our lives for us to go nowhere. You see, the Bible uses the word sin to describe the condition of humanity. Structurally sound, all good on the surface, but it is a bridge that goes nowhere. Is my life like that? Is my life going anywhere? Or is it a bridge to nowhere? 4 reasons. Second reason why I think I've chosen that story is because we as a church are following the story of a man by the name of Nehemiah. Most of you will not know the story of Nehemiah. If you really want to know about it, it's right in the middle of the Old Testament. Let me briefly explain what's going on. Nehemiah's life is a disaster because the home that was his was actually ransacked by the enemies. He is in a faraway land, a broken bridge in some ways thinking through, I want to make a difference. He goes to the king because he works with the king and he comes to him and says, can you please send me back? The expected answer is, no, you can't go back to your home because you belong to me. You need to work for here. But somehow we are told the king of the place that Nehemiah was working in allows Nehemiah to go back to the city to rebuild it. He says, can I please have some cash? Now, he doesn't say that. He says, can I please have the permission, like a passport and a visa and a travel document and permission to build and rebuild the city that was broken down. To our utter amazement, the king says, fine, you can have whatever you want. Nehemiah goes back. The end of the story is he helps rebuilding the temple. Do you know why? We are told in the Bible because the hand of God was on his life. So the children who are here, to all of us, I ask the same question. Is the hand of God on your life? Is the hand of God on my life? When you look at your own story, do you see traces of God in your life? Nehemiah knows he was able to rebuild the temple, not the bridge, temple, because the hand of God was on his life. And today, I want you to know it is possible for the hand of God to be upon our lives. That takes me to the third reason I chose that story, which is the church. You might think church is a building, and that is partially true. Church is actually people. This is what is fascinating about church. It is the only organization in Gillingham or anywhere in the world where the primary reason for its existence is people outside. Church is meant to be a bridge for people in the community to experience something of the greatness of God. So often church becomes a redundant bridge when it becomes all about the people who are inside the church. The church is not just about people who are inside the church. The church is about building bridges in our community. The reason we do baptism, the reason we're involved in Food Bank, the reason we are connected with our parish is because that is the primary purpose of the church. It is not the church of God that has a mission in the world. It is the God of mission that has a church in the world. In other words, if you are here and not a churchgoer, not a Christian, you are the hero. Those of us who come regularly are here to welcome you, to serve you. And that is the church that we as a church here at St. Mark's seek to be. We are about loving Gillingham. So those of us who come regularly, here's a great challenge for us. The church is not about making you happy or me happy. The church is about people who live in this town, the 18,500, or is it 14,500, and to build bridges of faith, hope, and love with them. Finally, I want to tell you, I'm using this illustration of a bridge is because I want to tell you about the greatest bridge. And you might have heard this before, but if you haven't, let me draw this on this flip chart. I want to talk about the greatest bridge from a Christian vantage point of view. Christians believe there is a great vacuum between us as human beings. Us, if you really want me to draw, oh, what a piece of art, isn't it? Isn't that brilliant? Yeah, that is us. And here, on the other hand, is God. I put a triangle because it's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There's a God on the other. Humanity are often trying to cross, but there is a chasm. There is a gap. There is a river that flows. But some people think you can jump across the river, jump across the chasm. But the Christian Bible says it's not possible. Not even me, with a dog collar, vicar, it is not possible for me to go and jump into God. By our own human works, it is not possible. And that explains my emptiness. Sometimes I want more. I know there is something of God in my life, but I can't seem to reach it. There's an emptiness. There's a vacuum. That is the vacuum. And the Bible talks about sin and judgment. You might find that helpful, but you might not. But the reality is there is a gap between us and God. The great news in the Christian gospel, which is embodied in the baptism we're going to be doing in just a few minutes, is this. God has done everything possible for us to bridge the gap. And he does that in a way that staggers our imagination. He did that in the form of a cross, so it's possible for us to have a relationship with God. That is what fundamentally Christianity is. It is about a relationship with Jesus who lived all those years ago. It is about saying, Lord, I want to relate to you. I want to follow you. And each one of us can do that. Our children have the capacity to have a relationship with God. Right at the heart of the Christian faith is the bridge builder, Jesus, who died on the cross that we might have eternal life. God loved the world. God loved these children so much that he gave his son. Whoever believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. God did not send his son to condemn us. Nobody here is condemned. That's not why God sent his son. It is to save us. It is to offer us eternal life. Wouldn't it be great for us to come to baptism of these children and not just come to a do, but accept the great gift of eternal life that Jesus offers in Christ? Mind the gap. God has done everything possible. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we are not just here to do a ritual. We are here to tell the story of what God has done in the person of Jesus. How he has bridged the gap between heaven and earth in the way that staggers our imagination, that Jesus died on the cross. We pray if there is anybody here, if there is even a one person here for whom that is a source of good news for the first time today, we pray that you will please speak to us. And for others of us who have this relationship with you, we pray that we will tell the story to the whole world. We pray that you will mind the gap in our own lives, mind the emptiness in our own life, mind the purposelessness in our own lives. We pray that you will please speak to us. We thank you that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So we believe. As we baptize these children, we believe.